Good morning and welcome to our April 28th, 2025 Rules Committee meeting. I'm Supervisor Shimon Walton, your chair, and I'm joined by Vice Chair Supervisor Sherrill and President Mandelman. Our clerk today is Victor Young, and I would like to thank Eugene Labadia from SFGov TV for broadcasting this meeting and making sure that it is available to the public. Mr. Clerk, do we have any announcement this morning?
Yes, public comment would be taken on each item on this agenda. When an item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment by email, it will be included as part of the file. You may also send your written comments via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Documents to be included as part of the file should be submitted to the clerk. Items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of May 6, 2025, unless otherwise stated. That completes my initial announcements.
Thank you so much. Would you please call item number one?
Item number one is a hearing to consider appointing three members, terms expiring November 21st, 2026, to the Citizens General Obligation Bond Oversight Committee. We have three seats, three applicants. However, one of our applicants has withdrawn. Kate McGee has withdrawn her application.
Thank you so much. And so I will just call you up in order in terms of how you appear on the agenda. You have up to 2 minutes to tell us about why you want to serve. And we will start with Andrea Crawford.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair Walton, Vice Chair Sherrill, and President Mandelman. My name is Andrea Crawford, and I am here today to ask the Rules Committee to recommend reappointing me to seat number one on the Citizens General Obligation Bond Oversight Committee. I have held this seat for 3 years, and I am hoping to serve one more term. I'm a resident of District 3. I'm a mom of two kids who have attended SFUSD schools since kindergarten and are now students at Galileo in District 2. I'm a member of the Women Presidents Organization, an organization that represents and serves women business leaders throughout San Francisco, the Bay Area, and the world. I'm also the founder and CEO of a small business based in District 3 that employs 12 full-time employees and serves nonprofit and government organizations around the country. I have served as vice chair on the CEGOBOC for over 1 year, and for 3 years I've been the liaison for the 2016 Public Health and Safety Bond. It's a complex bond project with six components, each with many projects. Most of those projects are nearly complete. The one component that is still quite active is Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital and Trauma Center in Building 5, and that's actually a big reason why I want to continue and serve one more term. It has 19 bond-funded projects encompassing 206 locations. It's a pretty hefty project. Some of these Building 5 projects were delayed during COVID and even after because there was a delay in getting the products over from overseas. I'm blanking on that term right now. But over the past year, those projects have really ramped back up, become quite active, and I'd like to stay on as the liaison to see them through to completion. Most should be complete this year or by mid-2026. It's been a privilege to monitor bond performance and ensure accountability for voters. I can confidently state that 2016 bond funds are being spent in accordance with the original authorization of the San Francisco voters. Thank you, and I hope you will recommend reappointing me to seat number one on the CEGOBOC. I will also state really quickly, if I have more time, I am the only woman currently serving on the CEGOBOC, and there are no African-American residents serving on the CEGOBOC, so I'd like for you guys to just consider that when you're thinking about appointing new people to this board.
Thank you so much. Seeing no questions, we will call up Min Chang.
Good morning, Supervisors and President. I'm very grateful for being considered. I am Min Chang, and I live and work here in San Francisco. I live in the Recon Hill or Financial District, and I also work in the Tenderloin. And in my capacity, both as a citizen or a member of San Francisco, as well as in my work, I've had a chance to really understand and learn a lot about all 11 districts here in our city, our county. And I have a very good understanding of the needs and requirements of our folks here in San Francisco. So I want to make sure that I share that with you. In terms of my experience, so I have over 36 years of work experience. I've worked globally as well as here in the U.S. I've had leadership positions across the board. I've worked for Fortune 100 companies, and I've also spent about 11 years in management consulting as well. But probably more importantly, currently I'm the CEO for a nonprofit, Homebridge. And so as CEO here at Homebridge, I'm responsible for managing and taking care of over 1,100 clients here in San Francisco. I also have a staff of over 540, of which 440 or so are caregivers in the community. And so we take care of the most vulnerable here in San Francisco. So these are the older adults and adults with disabilities, and we're very proud of the work that we do. In terms of CEO, I'm very familiar with managing the budget, making sure that planning analysis is done from a financial standpoint. I'm very familiar with operational work as well. So I hope to bring all of that to this position. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And since you say you've been learning about our districts, would you say D10 is the best district?
Is that a question or
no? No.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Are there any other questions?
It doesn't look like we have any questions, so we will go to public comment.
Thank you.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any speakers on this matter?
Good morning, Chair Walton, Vice Chair Sherrill, and President Mandelman. I'm Tita Bell, Legislative Aide for Supervisor Danny Sauter. I'm here to express Supervisor Sauter's support for Andrea Crawford, the candidate for seat one. You've heard about her great work and her commitment and dedication on the committee, having served as vice chair. And for the sake of continuity, so that she can finish up the work that she has been involved with, Supervisor Sauter would appreciate your support in recommending this item to the full board with a positive recommendation. Thank you.
Are there any additional speakers? There are no additional speakers at this time.
Thank you. Seeing no additional speakers, public comment is now closed. And I do not see any questions from colleagues. So I'd like to make a motion to move forward Andrea Crawford for seat one and Min Chang for seat three to the full board with recommendation. And I do see President Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. And I am totally comfortable moving Ms. Crawford forward, and I would like to do that today. I thought we might be moving in a different direction on seat three, and would like to at least have a week or so to sort of think that through, or potentially continue seat three to the call of the chair. Would be my request.
Got it, and I will take your request and move forward with a motion to move Andrea Crawford forward for seat one, and we will take seat three. We will bring that back and continue to the call of the chair.
Yes, on the motion to for the recommendation of Andrea Crawford for seat one, and seat three will be continued to the call of the chair. On that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. The motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. And thank you both for being willing to serve. And, of course, we will continue to have conversations as we move forward. And let's go to item number two, please.
Item number two is a hearing concern to consider appointing one member for an indefinite term to the Transbay Joint Powers Authority. We have one seat, two applicants.
Thank you so much. And I believe we have Mr. Lavery here.
Good morning, Chair Walton, Vice Chair Sherrill,
Supervisor Mendelman. Charlie Lavery here to ask for your consideration of my appointment to the TJPA. I'm district rep and trustee with the International Union of Operating Engineers, representing heavy equipment operators, surveyors, construction materials inspectors, as well as Caltrans workers and public safety and local government employees across Northern California. I have a long-standing relationship with the Transbay project. I was present when then-Governor Schwarzenegger launched the demolition of the old terminal, and I helped negotiate the original PLA for phase one of the transit center. I currently serve on the Transbay TJPA Citizens Advisory Council. I think it's my fifth term, and on the TJPA JAC. If appointed, I'll bring the perspective of the building trades and the broader labor community, as well as the unique pragmatism for getting things done that the operating engineers are known for. I've worked on multiple infrastructure measures, including San Francisco Measure B in 24, Measure L in 22, Measure A, the seawall, and Measure AA, the Bay Area wetlands. I'm a firm believer that infrastructure builds equity, and that belief fuels the passion I have for what I do. I hope that you can support my appointment to the TJPA. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lavery. I don't see any questions or comments from colleagues, so we will go to public comment.
My apologies, didn't hear. Did we call the second applicant?
I don't see Mr. Doherty here.
Okay. Public comment. Members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any speakers on this matter? There do not appear to be any speakers for this matter.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. Supervisor Mendelman.
Thanks, Chair Walton, and I just want to thank Mr. Lavery for being willing to serve on the TJPA and just also for all that he's done for so many of these critically important ballot measures. I got to work with him on Prop L, especially in 2022, and he was definitely the kind of most valuable player of that effort, and so I look forward to serving with him on the TJPA.
Well, I will second that opinion and just say thank you to Mr. Lavery for being willing to step up and serve. Obviously, you have a full plate, and the fact that you want to do more and add to your responsibility is something that I can appreciate. And so I don't see any other comments or statements from colleagues, so I'd like to move item number 2 forward to the full board with recommendation.
Would you also like to waive residency requirements?
And yes, also waiving residency requirements. Thank you, Mr. Clerk.
Yes, on the motion to recommend Mr. Lavery for C3 was residency waiver. On that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Lavery. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 3.
Item number 3 is a motion approving and rejecting the mayor's nomination for the reappointment of Mike Chen to the Municipal Transportation Agency Board of Directors for a 4-year term ending March 1st, 2029.
Thank you so much, and I believe Director Chen is here.
Thank you, Chair Walton, Supervisor Sherrill, President Mandelman. My name is Mike Chen. I've been reappointed by the mayor for a 4-year term on the SFMTA Board of Directors. I'd like to thank the Board of Supervisors for appointing me for the remainder of the prior term for 6 months back in October. Since then, we've worked on the SFMTA board on modernizing our train dispatch system so that it works for the next 20 years, including making better connections for the T3rd, working on improving speed cameras for pedestrian safety, and working on street configurations that safely and efficiently move people, goods, and services for all users, including on Beach Street, Oak Street, and Valencia Street. We've also had many hearings about the coming budget, as probably you know, MTA is facing a $322 million budget deficit, about 20% of the current operating budget, and we are laser focused on trying to make sure that we solve that and preserving service, while preserving as much service as possible for our riders, and trying to solve this budget crisis equitably and fairly for everybody. As you may have heard from last time, I was served on the Citizens Advisory Council for the SFMTA for 4 years, from 2020, including 2 years as chair. I have a lot of experience in transportation and in thinking about how to make sure that the system that everybody uses, everybody touches, and everybody is usually passionate about, and how to make the system work for everybody. My priorities and some future work that I'd like to work on is thinking about how to improve the agency's outreach and communication, improve the customer experience for people riding Muni and for people interfacing with SFMTA, and finding solutions in data, given my background and my professional experience in data analysis. Thank you so much for your consideration.
Thank you. I don't see any comments or questions from colleagues. So, Mr. Clerk, we will go to public comment on this item.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Rules Committee, thank you for being here today. Griffin Lee, representing DT Unite and the majority of San Francisco residents. We firmly believe Mike is a quality human being, and has the right intention. At the same time, we felt that he is being lobbied by certain groups that are actually contracted with the SFMTA, such as the San Francisco Bike Coalition. We appreciate his work regarding speed cameras and pedestrian safety. However, as we head into a fiscal cliff of budget deficit, of $320 million next year, we feel we need a stronger person on the board with a financial background that will take into consideration, and will also take into consideration, the majority of residents of San Francisco. I will be specific, residents on the west side. Thank you very much.
Next speaker, please.
Good morning, Supervisors, Chair Walton, Member Sherrill, Board President Mandelman. Good to see you all. My name is Bob Akis-Fandiari. I'm here in my capacity as Executive Director of the San Francisco Democratic Party. I was asked to come speak here today in support of Director Chen's renomination. The party last year passed a resolution in support of his original nomination, and I was asked to come speak and just re-up the general sentiments of that resolution. I'm going to read a moment of it to you here, and then I also just want to share a few words about Mike as my friend. Mike Chen has proven to be an extraordinary public servant through his service on the MTA Citizens Advisory Council since 2020, through chair of the Citizens Advisory Council from July of 21 to July of 23, through his robust personal advocacy for clean, safe, reliable, and equitable transit access over the course of the last 10 years, including recently advocating for Proposition J and Slow Streets programs, through his collaborative and thoughtful approach to decision making, through his deep interest and support of public transit. Those are all things that are true, and the party, you know, considered, deliberated on them, and voted on them. I will also say I've known Mike for almost a decade now. He has an extraordinary amount of character. He is an extraordinarily empathetic man who listens deeply to everybody, including residents of the West Side, of which I am one of them. Takes very personally the challenges that this agency faces, both the fiscal, the service, and the other challenges about how we make it work for everybody. And I'm personally, on a personal level, very heartened to see that Mayor Lurie chosen to renominate him. The party supports his renomination, and I hope you can vote yes on him today. Thank you.
Good morning, Supervisors. Thank you for having me here today. My name is Sam Moss. I'm the Executive Director of Mission Housing Development Corporation. I'm here to speak on behalf of Mike Chen and ask that you support his reappointment. Mission Housing is one of the oldest nonprofit affordable housing developers, and I cannot stress enough about how Mike Chen has showed up every single time we've asked him to when it comes to building new affordable housing. We coordinate and work with the MTA a lot. We just finished building a building on top of the Balboa BART station at the corner of Geneva and San Jose, and we are building on the west side a lot. And I cannot think of anyone that I can trust and depend on to show up for our low-income citizens and residents, especially on the west side of San Francisco, than Mike Chen. And so I ask that you support him here today. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair Walton, Vice Chair Cheryl, and President Mandelman. My name is Janet Tarlov, and I'm the chair of the SFMTA Board of Directors. I appreciated Director Chen's recap of what has happened in the 6 months since he has been on the board. It is a great deal of work that has been accomplished by the board and by Director Chen. And I am, I've been advised that it is not customary for the chair to appear at these hearings, but there is nothing that prevents the chair from doing so. So here I am today, and I would echo Director Chen's very good work and my admiration for what he's been able to do on the board in his time. However, none of that would have compelled me to be here today. The reason that I'm here today is that we are in the midst, as has been noted, of solving a very significant budget crisis, I will use that term, at the SFMTA, and the staff has spent many months preparing the board for the solving of these very critical problems for the citizenry of San Francisco. So I, as chair, I'm not looking forward to the prospect of having a vacancy on the board or to trying to get a new director up to speed as we are already work in the midst of this very, very important work. So I would like to add that to your consideration. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Supervisor Shiro, Chair Walton, and Supervisor Mandelman. My name is Thomas Lee. I'm a proud San Francisco native, born in Chinatown and currently residing in Ingleside. And I have the great pleasure of knowing Mike Chen 10 years ago when we both worked at a tech company. He cares very deeply about the community. We now currently serve on Ed Lee Dem's board together, and we are proud to support Mike Chen for his reappointment to the SFMTA. When he first joined the CAC in 2020, I told him, you're wasting your time, you're just listening to a lot of complaints, and that is a lot of evening time that you could be out meeting people as a single man. But he did not listen. He persisted, he listened, he went to meetings, he heard a lot of complaints, and he was powerless. But then he got into SFMTA, and then he got to work. He rolled up his sleeves, worked with his knowledge from all those years of community service, listening to those Chinatown merchants and their complaints, and really continued the work and really turned all that listening into action. I think Mike is a fine example of the best of San Francisco. He represents a bold voice for the AAPI community and the queer community, and brings a unique perspective to the table. And I think Mike will continue to do the hard work and go to these meetings and going back to the community to bridge the mistrust in Chinatown. We understand Chinatown was burned with the Central Subway, and a lot of merchants are not happy still. He's still working to bridge those communication gaps and continues to work with the West Side on some of the issues that we face. We're car lovers. He's a bike advocate. We don't always see eye to eye, but yet he's always listening. He's always showing up. He's always present. So I'm proud to continue to support his renomination. Thank you.
Good morning, Supervisors. My name is Robin Pham, and I'm here on behalf of KidSafe San Francisco. We are in strong support of Mike Chen's renomination to the board. Mike, I'm also a West Side resident. I drive, I ride a bike, I do all the things, and I think Mike brings exactly the kind of leadership that we need in San Francisco right now as the agency faces very challenging times ahead. In his service on the board, he's demonstrated a track record of supporting high quality, safe, and reliable transit, biking, pedestrian safety infrastructure. And he also has the lived experience of somebody who regularly navigates our city by bus, by bike, by foot, without a car. He understands firsthand what it takes to improve the conditions on our streets, make them safer and more welcoming for families and for everyone who moves throughout San Francisco, however they choose, by whatever mode they choose. In his service over the past 6 months, Mike has already shown his ability to make hard decisions needed to support multimodal streets, prioritize the needs of all these users, and especially to help close the agency's serious budget gap. These decisions are only going to get harder in the coming years, and we need someone who has Mike's commitment to San Francisco's Transit First, Vision Zero, and climate goals in this challenging moment to navigate these hard times with the and do the work of the board, as Janet said earlier. So I think, as you heard from Mike, his commitment to listening to everyone, to providing great customer service, is absolutely going to be an asset to the agency as they navigate these challenges. And what we've seen from Mike is that he really walks the walk. He's going to continue to bring this thoughtful, especially evidence-based, outcome-focused approach to the SFMTA board, prioritizing the values of the city's voters and safety, equity, and sustainability at every step. So we urge you to support his renomination and continue to let him serve on the MTA board. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair Walton, Vice Chair Sherrill, and President Mandelman. My name is Melissa Buckingham Adams, and I'm a proud Chinese American resident of District 1. I'm here today to express my strong support for the reappointment of Mike Chen to the SFMTA Board of Directors. As a frequent Muni rider, taking the 1, 38, 22, 28, and 43, I deeply value our public transit system and rely on it every day. My Muni Pass is one of the best investments I make every month, and I care deeply about the leadership that guides SFMTA's decisions. Last September, I was proud to see the board unanimously confirm Mike Chen's appointment following Lydia So's departure. Since then, he has brought thoughtful leadership, a deep understanding of the community, and a valuable perspective as an Asian American committed to improving access and equity in the transportation system. I respectfully urge you to approve his reappointment so they can continue his important work. Thank you.
Good morning, supervisors. My name is Brian Kwan. I'm a District 1 resident, and I'm here in support of Mike Chen's reappointment to the MTA board. As an activist in the Asian American community, it's great to see someone like Mike who constantly engages across the diversity, and not just geographic, but racial diversity in this city. He has been working hard these past few months to balance all these different needs, especially as Muni is facing these budgetary challenges. And on a personal side, it's been great getting to know Mike and how he honestly engages, even with people who hold differing opinions about transportation in this city. I can only hope to empathize with the people that have different priorities as well as he does, and I'm glad that he's been able to serve the Asian American community, and we hope to see his reappointment so that he can continue this good work, especially with his background in data science, where that is sorely needed in understanding how to best face the challenges in this city. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any additional speakers on this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no other speakers, public comment is now closed. Supervisor Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I would like to thank Mike Chen for his willingness to continue to serve. Thank all the folks who came out to speak on his behalf, and I would like to move that we strike the rejecting language from the resolution before us and move his approval to the full board with positive recommendation.
Thank you, President Mandelman. I would just say, before we vote on the motion, I do want to say that this is a pivotal time for MTA, and obviously we need our board of directors laser focused on the deficit. And I know that the job of an MTA board of directors at this point in time is very difficult. And so appreciate you being willing to serve and also just want everyone to know that this Board of Supervisors understands the hard work ahead for MTA, and we need our Board of Directors laser focused on what's going on. But I also want to make sure that everyone understands that MTA is here to serve all of our communities across this city, even during a difficult time. So many people rely on MTA, and so want to make sure that we have compassion with every decision that gets made as we move forward as well. And with that said, Mr. Clerk, on the motion.
Yes, on that motion. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, do we have any more items in front of us?
There are no additional items on the agenda.
Thank you. We are adjourned.